All right, so I'm going to try my hand at the hysterical literature thing where you are being sexually stimulated while you try to read a mundane text. So I will be reading from Rulman's 20 Techniques, 100 Recipes, A Cook's Manifesto by Michael Rulman. We're going to be starting on page 317, How to Use Salt. All right. Salt throughout the cooking process. First and foremost is salt's use in general cooking. It heightens flavors across the board, morning, noon, and night, from savory to sweet. It should be the first thing you think about once you're organized and begin cooking. I begin salting immediately. When the first onions go into the pan to sweat, I follow them with a little salt, which both seasons them and helps to begin to draw out moisture and get them cooking. When the main ingredient goes into the pan, tomatoes for a sauce, say, so does a little more salt. Not too much, but in an hour, when I taste that sauce, it's going to have a little more depth and flavor than had I not seasoned it. Sure, I could season all at once, right at the end, but the flavor will be a little different. The sauce will lack depth and balance and may even taste a little salty. No, that's not right. And may even taste salty. Stocks, soups, sauces, and stews all benefit from early salting rather than salting at the end, which gives the salt no opportunity to distribute itself throughout the ingredients. You've got to give salt a little time to work its magic. Salting meats. One of the most powerful uses of salt is on meat. When to salt may be the most influential factor in salt's overall impact on the meat. In most cases, you can't salt meat too early. I recommend you salt your meat as soon as you bring it home from the store and wrap it up. The salt will dissolve and penetrate the muscle so that the meat is uniformly seasoned inside and out. The old school French guides will tell you not to salt early because doing so sucks out the juices. This is not a valid point. It's mainly water that's being drawn out, thus concentrating the meat flavor, not, I don't even know what that word is, vitiating it. Salting early has an additional health and flavor benefit in that it inhibits spoilage bacteria. If you brought home some fresh pork chops and you salted one immediately, but did not salt the other and left them in the refrigerator for a week, the unsalted pork chop will likely have begun to develop off odors and will feel faintly slimy. The salted pork chop will escape those fates because it has, in a sense, been mildly cured or preserved. The thicker the cut, the earlier you need to salt it. If you're planning a very large cut, such as a rib roast, it's best to salt it a few days before cooking and leave it uncovered in the refrigerator to dry a little and concentrate the flavors. The only time I don't salt meat well in advance is when I want the salt to remain on the surface and help form a kind of crust. One example is a chicken to be roasted. If you salt a chicken well in advance of cooking, or if you brine a chicken, the salt will dehydrate the skin, and the skin, when roasted, will be a smooth, shiny, golden brown. This is fine if that's how you like it, but I like a salty, crusty skin on a roasted bird, so I salt a chicken aggressively, using about a tablespoon of salt just before it goes into a very hot oven. But as a rule, you can't salt meat too early. I'm doing really good. I just want you to know that. Salting fish. Fish is so delicate that big grains of coarse salt can actually burn the flesh. It's best to use fine sea salt for fish and to apply it just before cooking. If it's a big or whole piece, you can season it a little after it comes out of the heat. If you're poaching fish, season the poaching liquid. See technique number 17, poach. salting vegetables and fruits. Salt has a powerfully osmotic effect on organic material. Salt provides the mechanism for our cells to exchange nourishment, and this is how salt can penetrate to the center of a brined pork loin. The presence of salt draws water across a cell's membrane in an attempt to equalize the concentration of salt on either side of that cell. Because vegetables have such a high proportion of salt, Because vegetables have such a high proportion of water, salt's impact on both flavor and texture is substantial and rapid. Okay, I'm done.